The word today is clear. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. If we look through a dirty windshield or window, we won't see too clearly. If it is hazy or foggy, we can't see too well. We want things and ideas to be clear, and if we can focus well, we can have clarity. Here to help us recognize the importance of seeing things clearly is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Clear.
If you have ever driven a car through a very rainy, muddy day, you realize it doesn't take long before your windshield gets all full of muck and it's very hard to see clearly. I want to talk about that a little bit today, and before I get into that, I want to just remind people how important it is to read God's Word, the Holy Bible. I hope, first of all, that you have a Bible that is conversational in its language. By that I mean that it's not the old King James Version, you know, where you have all the these and the thous and the witherfores. You know, that's terrible reading because it's like Shakespeare. And very few people enjoy reading Shakespeare because it's just not the way we talk. And so I would like to suggest that you get a modern translation of the Bible. The one that I like the best is called the NIV. That's the New International Version. And there are different types of translations. There are the Open Bible. There are all kinds of translations. But get one in modern language so that you will not have, you know, all these difficult words to deal with. The second thing is to realize that the Bible is actually not an overwhelming book in the sense of its size. If you were to spend 11 and a half minutes a day, now 11 and a half minutes a day in a year's time is 4,240 minutes. That's how long it would take you to read through the Bible in 1 year. 4,240 minutes, that's 11 and a half minutes a day. If you faithfully did that every day in 1 year, you would have read through the entire Bible. Now, maybe that's a little bit too much for you to think about. Let's talk about the Old Testament. How many hours would it take you to read the Old Testament? Well, it's not a smart idea to sit down and try to read it through, obviously. That would involve several days, and no one's going to do that. There's no great meaning in reading it through in one sitting, obviously. You probably couldn't do that. It takes 70 hours and 40 minutes. 70 hours and 40 minutes to read through the New Testament, the Old Testament. How about the New Testament? 18 hours and 20 minutes. 18 hours and 20 minutes, and you can read through the entire New Testament. Just think of that. That's not much time at all. To read through Psalms, the 150 Psalms that we find in the Bible, takes 4 hours and 28 minutes. I timed all these things myself. That's why I know they're accurate. And I'm not talking about speed reading. I'm not saying just sit down and see how fast you can do it. No, I'm talking about thoughtful. I wouldn't say slow reading. Don't over-dramatize it. But regular, normal rate of speed, just like I'm speaking here. That would be a normal rate of speed for reading. The Book of Psalms, 4 hours and 28 minutes. How about one of the Gospels? Maybe you have never read through one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Well, I would say start with one. For instance, start with Luke. I happen to like John, but that's, you know, that's up to you which one you want to start with. It's nice to read all four of them. If you want to start with Luke, it takes 2 hours and 43 minutes. Just think of that. 2 hours and 43 minutes. Now, there are going to be some people that want to have a different type of goal. Maybe, for instance, maybe you would like to read a chapter a day. All right, if you read a chapter a day, it'll take you 919 days to read the Old Testament. One chapter a day. 919 chapters in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, there are only 260. 260 chapters, and you read through the entire New Testament in 260 days, one day per chapter. If you say, well, what's the total of that? That's 1,179 chapters. And if you read a chapter a day, it'll take you 1,179 days. So here's some targets for you. I believe that should encourage you to say, I'm going to start today. I'm going to start today. I'm going to read a chapter today. Or I'm going to read for 15 minutes. You don't even need to read 15 minutes a day in order to read through the Bible in 1 year. So I'm going to start today. I like to teach the children that I teach in the seventh grade to read one chapter a day for each week, seven chapters a week, and they can cover an awful lot of God's Word in a year's time. It's just a beautiful thing to get into God's Word. And if some of the chapters seem a little long or a little lengthy in reading and difficult to read, just try reading 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day. What a beautiful thing to take at least that much time each day to spend with God. Well, I want to give you a word that you've probably never heard before. Quite frankly, I haven't heard the word either. It's spelled S-C-O-T-O-S-I-S, scotosis. It means blind spots, and it's talking about vision. Some people have blind spots in their vision. Now, I'm not talking medically here. I don't want to act as though I know something about eye surgery or that type of thing, because I know very little about vision and very little about the eyes, but I know that there are spiritual blind spots in people's lives also. I know that you can actually be a member of a Christian church and have blind spots in terms of your spiritual vision, where you don't even see things that are going on that are displeasing to God, like prejudice. Can you imagine somebody saying, I'm a child of God, I worship Him, He is my Lord and Savior, and yet at the same time snubbing some people in the church because they're not the same color, or because they're not the same, maybe they don't wear the same type of clothing, or maybe they're from a different culture. Maybe they wear entirely different clothing, not only in a financial way, but maybe in the way they actually dress. You know, there's a way that you can have blind spots where you're prejudiced toward people and you show a lack of love and a lack of concern. Maybe there's somebody that's appearing to you to be very standoffish and as though they don't feel like mixing with you, and you think that they're kind of snubbing you and they're acting, kind of proud. I've discovered in my life that the people that are self-conscious and unsure of themselves and they're not quite very confident in themselves, those people come across to others as if they're proud, as if they are, better than somebody else. Actually, nothing is further from the truth. It's the exact opposite of what they are appearing as. And you have to be very careful that you don't snub those people and treat them in a careless way as though you wouldn't want them to be your friends. Those are blind spots that we have within the Christian church. Let's talk about, for a second, somebody that's cross-eyed. Now, that's a real serious handicap, and it would cause all kinds of problems in terms of vision. But I want to talk about it in a spiritual sense. Let's say that somebody is looking down their nose at somebody else in a careless way, in a cross-eyed way, so to speak. They don't believe the other person is as good as they are, and they're not anxious to have them as friends and so on. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing? What a poor way to look at people. That's not the way Christ wants us to look at people. He wants us to be cross-eyed, C-R-O-S-S, looking at the cross of Jesus Christ as we see other people. Let the cross of Jesus Christ fill our gaze and fill our looking at other people. As a matter of fact, that would be a beautiful thing if your vision was filled with the cross of Jesus Christ. Not only would you see clearly, but you would see in a beautiful way. There have been times throughout my life where people have wronged me in one way or another. I'm sure all of us have experienced that at one time or another. And it's a little hard to forgive. Even if it's in the immediate family or among the relatives, it's a little hard to get over once in a while. And the fastest, simplest way for me is to think of them as Christ would think of them. I first of all say, well, how do you see them, Christ? You love them. They're your child. You forgive them. You died on the cross for them. They are yours. Now, how could I in any way think that if you love them, somehow I don't need to, or somehow I don't have to? That would be ridiculous. If I am your child and I know that you love me, then I should love the very ones for whom you died and also gave your life. And so we should love one another. The scriptures remind us we should even love our enemies, those that mistreat us. We should pray for them and love them and ask God's blessing upon them. That's what it means to have the cross of Jesus Christ totally centered in how we look at people and how we treat other people and ask God's blessing upon them. Treat them as our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. After all, the entire Christian church, there's no room for any type of discrimination or any type of false pride in ourselves. There's no room for that because we are the brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. He died for all, and he gives salvation and forgiveness to all. We are God's family. Let's remember that, and let's see clearly what it means to love in God's name.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Faith. When properly centered in Christ, faith is trustworthy and genuine. This booklet talks about the kind of faith needed to believe in and to serve God, the faith that transforms lives and makes heroes out of ordinary people. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.